There are things that we face in life, all of us, one time or another, that seem impossible. It may be very well impossible in the natural realm. And we get bogged down in that, don't we? In the natural realm. Of course, it's where we live, right? And we have finite minds. And so we think in the finite. We need faith, and we need to train ourselves to think in supernatural ways, right? In God's ways. But our default is always going back to the natural, to the fear, to the limitations, to the impossibilities, because that's the realm we live in, the flesh. But God wants to bring us to a place where we would be sang it in that song this morning, that we would see with eyes of faith, though enemies encamp about us. That we would see God is there, and God is bigger, and God is greater. God is sovereign, and He's in control. Maybe in a moment like this, where a reality like this is brought before us, there may be others of you here that have maybe a similar need, that like, we don't tell people everything. We carry burdens. Some things are private and personal. I understand that. But maybe you're in a place, or maybe you'll be in a place where if God doesn't intervene, but God is faithful, and it may be good for us to just ponder that this morning, that we would let the Holy Spirit impress that upon us. We get very busy, and so we hardly pause for moments where maybe we ought to be contemplating and meditating and thinking on the spiritual. And before we get back to the natural, as soon as we leave here, then things get busy, and you've got responsibilities if you're on staff, or if you have free time, you may grab a book, or you may go on a boat, or whatever it is you do, but we're often moving to the next thing, and maybe we could just take these few moments this morning to let God speak into our hearts faith and trust, that we would see Him in a greater way this morning. It's where so much of the victory, we sang about that a moment ago, that's where so much of the victory came from in the stories of the Bible, and really throughout history. It's when men and women saw beyond the natural and were able to trust in God to do what man couldn't do. An angel came to Mary and began to speak to her with a supernatural voice, but it fell on natural ears, didn't it? You're going to conceive and bear a son. The Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. Her response, I don't think it was a lack of faith as much as it was trying to gain some understanding. But how can this be? We ask that question often, and sometimes in doubt. we can't process or fully understand and grasp the power of God, the purposes of God. The angel responds, let me read it. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. Behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. This is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be so to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Nothing will be impossible with God. Literally, we have this in a couple other places that bring light to this in Scripture. Literally, what nothing is, for nothing will be impossible, is no word of God will be powerless. In other words, when God speaks, it is done. How can this be? The angel said, but God spoke it. That's how it was done. The same way he spoke galaxies into existence. The same way he spoke to dead men and they lived again. The same way he spoke to waves and storms and they were stilled. God speaks, and when he speaks, no word from his mouth is powerless. And an angel came with a message that this angel, Gabriel, had a different perspective of who God was. Before this, the angel came to Zechariah. Zacharias. Same message, your wife's going to conceive. It wasn't a miraculous conception. That there was no man involved, but it was miraculous because she was barren and she was beyond the years of being able to conceive and bear children. Her womb was dead. And Zacharias had the same response. Well, his maybe was more a lack of faith. It can't be. I'm old. She's advanced in years. The angel gives no response to his argument. You are old. You are advanced in years. The only response that the angel had was, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. I think what Gabriel's saying there is, I've seen things you haven't seen. I've beheld his glory. I know his power. I know when he speaks, the earth trembles. And I'm here to tell you, nothing's impossible. That God would give us a heavenly perspective. Whatever our situation is, it seems big. Abraham and Sarah. Abraham said, her womb is dead. God would need to bring it to life again. And Paul in Romans 4 tells us that God did just that. In faith, Abraham believed. He believed the impossible. Paul says that in hope, against all hope, Abraham believed that what God had promised, he was also able to perform. You're in a place against hope. And do we believe that God is able to do what he says he would do? God, give us faith for every matter, big and small. Jesus, 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 Jesus. There are other needs, I know. Maybe you feel led just to pray out that God would increase faith, that God would do the impossible here in our midst, throughout the camp. There are some children and young people up in the village and cottage that they need a miracle today. Maybe they don't even know how to pray in faith. Maybe they're scared. They live in fear. They've gone through things that maybe children should never go through. We need to pray for them today. For those at home that are trusting in God, but they need others to hold them up. Let's pray. Let's just take these moments. Just ask God to do impossible things today. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Dear Jesus. Jesus, Lord, you're able.
Brother Andrew came by the breakfast table today that said that six of the cottagers prayed the sinner's prayer.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Yes, Lord, keep them. Lord, seal that work. Jesus, Jesus, God, praise you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus.
I just want to thank you so much for the opportunity to be here today, Father God, to witness you moving, your spirit flowing through all of us, Lord Jesus. I am so happy and excited, Father God. I have a joy beyond all understanding, and the peace that I can't explain. God, I just want to praise you and rejoice in this moment, Lord Jesus. We are walking through a dark valley, Father God, but we know you are lighting our way, Lord Jesus, and we thank you so much, Lord. We can support each other and we can uphold and uplift each other, Lord God. Give us vision, Lord Jesus, prophecy, Father God. Give us boldness so we may speak life over each other, Lord Jesus. We know the power of the tongue. There's so much power in our mouths, so we speak miracles, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We know that you are being glorified, Lord God. That our testimonies are becoming stronger and stronger, and they will all lead people to you. So you deserve the glory, Father. Thank you for this opportunity. I'm humbled to be chosen to be here to serve you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for fortifying my faith, Lord God. Thank you for all of that, Father, you poured into me, Lord. And I know that I will be able to pour into others, Lord. Thank you for this miracle that we're witnessing right now, Lord God. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. We rejoice in your name. We praise your name, the Most High, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, Lord God. There is nothing impossible for you, God. And we thank you for that. We thank you for your love, your abounding love, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah.
God, thank you for your giving word. When I pray for the sister, word is John 11 false. But when Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God.
Amen.
So that the Son of God may be glorified through it.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, God. So let me remember, that's 15 years ago, a sister, she is a teacher, she got a cancer in her breast. So in a group meeting, so you give me these words, so I just announce it. So 12 years later, I met her again, she's still alive. So God get glory, and her husband is a policeman. So you know, in China, we got a lot of persecution from the police, you know, but he treated Christian very well. So God got glory. So I remember this story. I'm sure God today, this story will happen in the sister same situation.
Jesus.
Because your word is powerful.
Yes. Yes.
Your word will stand for all the time,
yes.
forever,
yes.
never change. Never change.
Amen.
You said it, then it
Amen.
Will be accomplished.
Yes. Amen.
Praise you,
yes.
Lord. Praise you.
Yes.
Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Last night, the pastor said, your glory will fill your temple. God, today we will see
yes.
in the sister's life.
Yes.
Your glory will
yes.
fill
yes.
her
yes.
temple.
Yes.
Her temple, your creation.
Jesus.
We create
yes.
just want to show
yes,
your
Lord.
Glory. God,
Jesus.
Praise
yes.
you, God.
Yes.
Praise
yes,
you.
Lord. Yes, Lord. God, show your glory and be praised. Be exalted, O God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, be with the children today, campers that are going on hikes, whether small or large, to ball fields or mountains or on the lake. We pray that your hand of protection be upon each one. God, we pray you'd bless their time as they have this day. Continue to work in them, Lord. Bless the counselors and continue to use them for your name's sake, and bless them, Lord. Strengthen them today. Give them grace today, dear Jesus. And as these days are growing shorter, and some of these will be leaving, many of them will be leaving this weekend. We pray, Lord, these days, the time would be redeemed. There would be great work still accomplished, Lord, throughout this camp. For your name's sake, we pray. Amen. Turn to hymn number 195. Let's stand as we sing this in faith. We'll go in faith. Let's abide in the presence of God. He has been faithful here this morning to come to us. And as we go throughout this day, let's be very sensitive to His Holy Spirit upon us and in us, around us. Let's continue to encourage and pray for one another. God is so faithful. Amen. The prophet Jeremiah, in the midst of all the trouble that was coming to God's people, God spoke to him the word, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too difficult for me?" God speaks the answer through Jeremiah as well. "No, there is nothing too difficult for thee." And we'll walk in that promise and that reality today. The God of all strength, there is nothing impossible. So let's sing this as we close this morning.
Along the hills of mighty Christian soldiers rise.
and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Lord, we bless your name. God, we praise you today. God, we thank you today for your promises. We thank you for victory today. We thank you for answers to prayer, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for miracles today. We thank you for life, for health, for healing, oh God. Dear Jesus, you are able. God, there is nothing too difficult for you. No word of God will go undone. We praise you, Lord Jesus. It will not return void. Jesus, we bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Faith is the victory that will overcome the world. Dear Jesus, rule and reign, oh God, in our lives. Have your way, oh God, we pray, for your name's sake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. All God's people said amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you.